My name's Kaylee. I've been an ambulance technician coming up for 4 years now, and Haddington was my first base station, so I've only worked here so far, but it's a nice station. So, as a technician, your lead clinician is the paramedic that makes kind of the sole decision at a job. So you kind of liaise with the paramedic on your decision making. Just check that, I suppose, they agree with your clinical decision. Luckily for me, I got on a board space quite quickly coming to Haddington, whereas I'll have the same partner every day, every shift. My partner's worked in the job for 25 plus years, so she's got heaps of experience, so I still learn quite a lot from her every day, which is a plus for me anyway. Our dispatchers on control are sometimes playing catch up from maybe the previous night, and there's still jobs waiting, maybe been waiting 8 hours plus, so we could come in for a day shift and we'll just be playing catch up. So sometimes you could go all day without having a break, so it's always quite important to make sure you've got some water and emergency snacks. But I mean, you never mind, that's what you've signed up for in the job. So you've always got it in the back of your head, if you don't get a break, it's because obviously someone needs your help. So I'm probably a bit different from some people. I've got a 2-year-old son at home, and you know what 2-year-olds are like. Sometimes they just go all night without sleeping. When I've came in for a day shift, I'm probably majority of the time quite low on energy and tired from the night before, so when I do get a break, I tend to try and get asleep if I can, and just sort of rejuvenate if I can. There's people always in and out, getting their lunch or getting something to eat, and or people just chatting, because that's sort of our communal area. Outside there, sometimes people will be playing pool, so I'll take myself to a quieter space and just have a long time. Yeah, and there's a job coming in. Talking about RTCs, that's on now.